CQ. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Kilo Romeo. CQ, CQ. CQ. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Kilo Romeo. CQ, CQ.
KO4 BKR W4 DJW.
Dave?
Hey, Frank. Just doing a little cluster maintenance on a Raspberry Pi cluster. That's crunching numbers. Trying to fight COVID-19. What's going on with you?
It is heck. I've been laid up for about a week here. I had minor surgery and really can't get around too much. I can walk and everything. It's not anything on my legs, but it's boring, and it's frustrating. And you know, you just move on, though.
Yeah, being in lockdown can get that way. Not so much that you can't or you're not going anywhere, but more that you can't. But I see that people are out and about. I went out and got some lunch or breakfast yesterday, I believe it was. And there were quite a few people out there, but I'm still kind of holding back as much as possible.
That's wise. I think a lot of people, not to get too political, but I think a lot of people, they have their conspiracy theories and this and that. And I tell my sister, I said, you know, look, if this government or any government in the world is trying to control the population and so on and so forth, why would they do that? We're their slaves. We're their builders of civilizations and going places and doing things for them and us.
Well, that's a good point. And there's a lot of points like that. My people have a hard enough time getting organized as it is. And you can't argue with the numbers in the hospitals. Yeah, it is dangerous, right? It's not nothing. It's not anything to be taken lightly. There have been a few people that took it lightly that are no longer with us. So proof's in the pudding there. I don't believe it's a conspiracy or anything like that either. I do believe there could have been some scientists messing around with something that got away from them. That's a possibility. That's human nature. We're built to learn, right? We're here to learn and get smarter and smarter as time goes on, and sometimes there's an oops.
Actually, I'm not sure if a lot of people are learning from this situation because they still are running around. They don't have their masks on and so forth, and you know, if you're not worried about yourself, worry about your neighbor, worry about your family.
Yeah, be considerate of others. I got a mask finally. Never had any gloves come in. I think my gloves got canceled. But my wife works in HR, and she's ordered for their company these little things that go on the end of your key ring for like punching digits on the ATM. Or, you know, buying gas or anything like that where you use your card so that you don't have to handle it with your hands, or little hooks that go on the end of it so you can use them to open the doors and your hands aren't really coming in contact with any of that.
That's something that's good. Yeah, my wife had spent a lot of time in the hospital last year, and every time the nurse came in to change bandages and things like that, she brought us a box. So we've been pretty fortunate about having some gloves available. But the last time we spoke, I think you were the one. I actually had like five people I was talking to that afternoon or morning. I don't remember the time, but I think you were the one that was having a little bit of trouble with the communication. Was that correct? You remember that conversation?
Is that where my microphone was fading in and out and I was getting back to you every once in a while as I was making changes?
And then you said you really couldn't find anything wrong, and I'm going, gosh, I hope he doesn't think that I was BSing him about the signal, because the signal was going way out, and then it came back. And then after you had done some changes, and I wasn't sure whether it was the microphone or not, you were talking just perfect. And I go, wow, you went through all that, and I really, you know, hope that you didn't think I was joshing you any.
No, I found circumstances where just loosening the coax on the back of a radio and tightening it back down again fixes the problem. Problem goes away, right? It gets some oxidation buildup in between two points of contact in there, and that happens. and just taking the connector off and putting the connector back on solves that problem. And I did that to put it on the handheld to transmit to you on 5 watts from the handheld just to make sure from that point forward the antenna was good. So and that could have been what fixed it. I don't know. It could have been that I was turning my head away while I was talking, so it was going up and down if somebody walked by or something like I just now did. Right? It could have been something that simple. But I believe it's something. I mean, I believe people genuinely want you to know if there's something going on before you let the magic smoke out.
Like it was more of a background thing more than you turning your head. More of a propagation, I guess you'd call it.
Recognizing Kevin. Yeah, and it could have been. It could have been something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad it was an easy one. Go ahead, Kevin.
One during the day. Am I making a repeater fine from Hartwell, Georgia, down here by the dam?
You are. You're coming in good. There's a little bit of white noise in there, just a little, but you're 100% readable, 100% copyable. No issues here in Greer.
Well, that's a good trip. I mean, it's on that little Kenwood, the TM-281. I think that seems to be doing a better job than my ICOM in this car.
Well, Kevin, have you met Frank, KO4BKR? I was talking to him last weekend, and he let me know something was going on with my radio. But he's over in Seneca. That's KO4BKR. And just so you know, Frank, Kevin's call is KN4UBG. And mine is W4DJW. I'll turn it over to Frank.
Kevin, it's good to meet you. Your signal is coming in pretty good here in Seneca. A little bit of static in the background, but I can read you really good.
Frank, yeah. Well, I'm pretty pleased with this radio, man. It's done me a really good job so far. I'd say it's a 65-foot rig. I mean, it does pretty good. I mean, down here by the Lake Hartwell, on the Georgia side over here, off the old Highway 29, out here at the little old picnic area, or whatever you call it out in here. I'm out here, we're having a little picnic. I just got back to get some live bait and heard y'all talking. And just wanted to see if I could hit the repeater pretty good from back over here. So evidently, I got the repeater full throttle on this end. So, yeah, nice to meet you there, man. Nice to hear you in there. I don't get to get on as much as I usually did because I'm usually working second shift. And usually I'm sleeping in the morning time now, and I don't get off till 11 o'clock at night, and everybody's already in the bed.
Yeah, it's good to meet you. I was just bored. I'm just sitting around. I was telling Dave I had a procedure here, and so I'm kind of locked down, not only with the COVID, but this other procedure. But I should be up and running by Tuesday. I'm a new ham, a technician. I've got my little Bofang here, and I hooked up a J-pole antenna. I've been getting pretty good results with it, but I'm planning on getting my general here next week as a test in Seneca. Hopefully, I'll be able to do that. Or not next week, but on the 6th. Hopefully, I'll be able to do that because I'd like to get into doing some DXing instead of just the local, even though the local is a good place to start.
UBG for ID, and 10 meters on HF, man. It's been up and down. I heard some people the other day coming in from West Coast, and made contact just long enough to get the first three of his call, and that was it. And hopefully it's all going to start be picking back up before long. That's before them storms came through. I think that was Monday afternoon. Before I went to work, I think that was around about 12 o'clock. And I guess some storms had it jumping then. But, yeah, I'm hoping to get my general class, too, and get into some HF. But I'm going to jump out of here and let you and Dave have it back, and I'm going to jump up here and see if the food's about ready yet. And hopefully go down here and do some fishing and a little bit of swimming and drive back to Fountain Inn in about an hour and 18 minutes.
Well, Kevin, it's good to talk to you. And, Frank, I forgot. I put a pot of coffee on 30 minutes ago, and it's still downstairs. I'm going to run down there and get me a pot of coffee. But don't be too bored. And, Kevin, enjoy the picnic. Hope you have a good time. Just keep that social distancing going on for anybody you don't know. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Going to get my cup of coffee. W4DJW.
W4DJW. Well, you have a good one out that way. 73 is both y'all, and I'm fixing to be clear. And we'll talk at you again there. I forgot your call sign. I think you said KO4.
4BKR. KO4BKR. All right, catch some fish and be safe. 73 to you, and a pleasure meeting you, Kevin.
Well, you too, and you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later on. KN4UBG. I'll be clear.
KO4BKR. KN4RJN. You still bored? KO4BKR, KN4RJN.
Oscar 4, Bravo, Kilo Romeo. Did you get that coffee already?
No, I think he's still working on it. This is KN4RJN. My name's John over in Inman. I just heard you guys talking. You still bored?
Got pretty clear to everyone.
Well, I'll get me until Dave gets back with his coffee.
Please.
I'll keep you company until Dave gets back with his coffee.
KN4RJN. You sound familiar. I don't remember your name, though, and I probably logged you in. I log in a lot of people when they're doing the net.
Do the Friday night net. Name's John.
Wonderful afternoon, John.
Well, apparently there's a little bit of thunder off in the background because the dog is curled up underneath my desk laying on my feet. She doesn't like thunder.
I'm located in Seneca. We're getting it back here, too. Where are you located, John?
I'm in Inman, just a little north of Spartanburg.
You don't get too much more rain. They it's doing a lot of damage with these trees.
Yeah, we've been working on the backyard, way back in the back where we don't go very often, and there was a big tree back there that I didn't even realize had come down that I might have to do something with now, chop it up and get it out of the way. But fortunately there aren't any trees close to the house, so we're okay there. But I had one way in the back, and a big one too. Just pulled that sucker right out of the ground.
Go down a couple months ago. It wasn't a big one, so I've gotten lucky, but I've been watching the news, and those two trees that came down, I forget where it was like 80 feet long, and right next, well, one of them was next to the house, and one hit the house, and that one daughter had to come out through the plaster in the wall, but they were lucky. They survived.
Roger, I saw that on the news. I thought, holy moly. I was like, that'd freak me out. Oh man, that's they were extremely lucky there.
Have you been a ham?
A little over a year now. Has it been a year? Yeah, it's been a year. Been a year, like February, so about a year and a half almost.
But to the newbie like I am, you have your tech, or did you get the general or extra?
Still playing around on 2 meters with tech, but that's enough for me for the time being. I'll get ambitious and upgrade here eventually, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Fortunate in that regards that I'm going to go for my general that has been on my bucket list ever since I was a kid. Retired here last year and finally said, you know, I need a hobby. I got to have something to do. and I thought, this is the one I want to do. Check it off of my bucket list.
Yeah, I was briefly involved with the Spartanburg CERT program, and they kind of got me interested in getting my license. I said, yeah, I can do that. And they got me a little radio here, and I sit down here in my office and listen and talk to folks. I run the Friday night 2-meter net for Blue Ridge, and it's been fun, but I've got other things keeping me occupied, so I haven't gotten around to getting my general yet.
Just to get you involved in it, you've got, I don't know if anybody's told you this, you've got a good radio voice, so, and I think that helps a lot for people to be able to understand.
Well, I have been told I've got a face for radio.
Sure how that looks.
That's an old joke. I forget where I heard it now, but I used to hear that, excuse me, from time to time that so-and-so's got a face for radio, which is another way of saying he's ugly.
Yeah, but I can definitely see that. I'm a Yankee from up north, and I tell you, people down here, I've been here, 15 years now, they've got some interesting sayings, and I don't know if that's even came from down south here.
Well, I'm a closet Yankee, too. I don't let people know that very often, but, yeah, I'm not from around here. I forget where I heard that, but it didn't originate down here. It was, I'm not sure where I heard that.
Really from?
Originally from Indiana, but that was a long, long time ago. I've lived a number of different places. Oklahoma, Texas, Maine, Virginia, Greece, Turkey, Germany. I'm probably missing one or two in there. New Mexico. So I've been around a few places.
Were you in the military?
Did that. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
I'm retired CB.
a fellow blower up of things.
Well, as a CB, I really didn't blow that much up, but I started out in the Marine Corps when I was 17, and I ended up going in the engineers. That's where I definitely blew up a lot of stuff.
We actually blew up more stuff than we ever built, at least in my assignments.
Oh, it was well worth it, though. Did you retire out of the Army?
Yeah, I retired in 94, as a matter of fact.
I had gotten out back in 81 after doing my 4 years, a little bit over 4 years. And then 15 years later, my wife was finding postcards that I was throwing out from the Navy, trying to recruit me. And I got to thinking about it, thought, yeah, I've got a family now, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. So I enlisted in the Navy Reserves, spent a lot of time going here and there, loving it, actually, going to Hawaii 4 different times.
Never been to Hawaii, but I wanted to go occasionally, but never got stationed there.
Was in for a while, and all those times I was in Hawaii, I said, they're fattening us up for the kill, or something's coming down, and of course 9/11 came around, and they started mobilizing us a little bit more. I spent a little under a year in Kuwait, and came back, and that's how I ended up here in South Carolina. I was in Vegas for 20 years.
Izmir, Turkey, looking at retirement and trying to figure out where I was going to go, and I basically closed my eyes and threw a dart at the map, and it landed here, so here we are.
Move for you?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't want to go back to Indiana. I didn't lose anything back up there. And I got my teacher's certificate and taught for 20 years and retired out of that, and we've been down here for, well since 94, so I'm about as southern as you can be for a transplant.
Here.
Except I still don't like sweet tea.
Once in a while, but it's not something I'll drink every day, that's for sure.
Drink tea. I drink iced tea all day long, but it ain't sweet. Don't tell anybody, though.
Secret is mine.
Anybody else on this frequency that's listening?
Careful.
Your secret is out, John. W4DJW.
Virginia, I thought it was taking you an awful long time to get that cup of coffee.
I'm working on some routines that make cluster maintenance a lot easier, so I'm just listening to you guys while I'm working.
Maybe you had to go to Starbucks or something and get that coffee. I thought, boy, he's gone in a long time.
No, I went down there and watched my wife, or talked to my wife for a few minutes while I got my coffee. She didn't want any. She's watching Grey's Anatomy. I don't know if you've seen that, but I watched an episode of it with her yesterday, I believe. And don't think I could ever do anything like that. Got a lot of respect for the people that do that, but could never put my hands inside somebody else's body like that.
As long as you got your gloves on and you know what you're feeling for, it's not too bad. But, yeah, it's not really pleasant, especially if they're conscious.
Okay. Well, I was just listening. Just thought I'd let you know your secret's out. It's not safe anymore. It's over there. I'm going back to my cluster maintenance. You guys carry on. W4DJW.
Take care. 73 to you, and good luck with your raspberry. We've got to talk about that again sometime, because that's when you were cutting out. Last time we talked, you were trying to explain to me what that raspberry pie stuff was all about. And when I hear pie, it perks my ears up, but I think it's not quite the same as what I'm interested in.
You're correct. It's a single-board computer made in Europe. It's about the size of a credit card, and you can get them processing close to, well, they're about a quarter the resource capabilities as a current-day i7, 8 processor desktop PC. So they're pretty powerful, and they only cost about $45 to $55 a piece, so it's pretty remarkable piece of equipment. But you can run them with a keyboard, monitor, and mouse, and they'll act just like a $1,000 PC that you bought for $45. So that's what the Raspberry Pi is in a nutshell. And there's a lot of competitors to it too out there, but that's the one that's the most popular. It's the one that got it all started. Single board computers is what they call them, SBCs. W4DJW.
Great that with your hobby of amateur radio, or is that just a totally different animal?
It's integrated with everything. You can integrate it with home security. You can have it turn lights on and off in your house. You can have it do cameras of people walking up and down in front of the house. You can have it be a repeater controller, right? Control the repeater. That's what our next generation repeater will be using a Raspberry Pi for that. It's what Echolink is set up on. I don't know if you've used Echolink or not, but it's set up on a Raspberry Pi. They can be used for anything a computer can be used for. And they have a big benefit in that they have a 40-pin header that you can plug into, and you can digitally control each one of those pins. And if you connect those pins to something else, those pins can turn on and turn off lights. They can key up a repeater and unkey a repeater. They can send signals out over the air. It can be a radio. It can be just about anything you can dream of. It can do SDR radios. I've got one or two of them that are weather stations, and they're only half the size of a credit card. They're called a Raspberry Pi Zero. A Zero W. It's got a built-in Wi-Fi, so when you plug it in, you connect to a Wi-Fi, and you can be on it, and you don't have anything connected to it except for power.
Dig into that a little bit after I get my general.
Well, they also fly airplanes with them. They can be an autopilot for radio-controlled airplanes, and so it can stabilize an airplane, make it keep its wings straight and level. It can, you know, change the attitude, the bank angle, the pitch, the speed. You can do all of that with them. Anyway, they're a pretty fun thing to mess with, and they don't cost much. Like, you can get those Raspberry Pi Zero Ws for $10, and it's a whole computer. Anyway, I'll let you and John go back at it because I'm on the verge of a breakthrough. Getting my, when you get a bunch of those things, you got to maintain their IP address and a host file to make them fast. So I'm making a routine that generates the host file for each one of them when the router decides it's going to change one of them's address. So playing around with that, I'm going to go back at it. You guys carry on. KO4 BKR and KN4RJN, that's W4DJW.
Dave, 73's to you. I'm going to check all that out someday. I appreciate the info. Enjoy your coffee. 4RJN.
4RJN, I'm still here. The dog's looking at me like she thinks it's supper time. I'm going to go get her supper and then go check and see what the wife's got planned for me to do for supper. Her favorite thing to do is order out, so or have me cook something. So I might have back on out of here for a little bit, but I heard you say you were laid up. What happened?
Well, as many years of suffering with an enlarged prostate, that's what I need to tell everybody on the air. That's no big deal, but yeah, they did a procedure on me called Resume. It takes some hot water, little bubbles, I guess, of it, and it steams it, and it degrades the cells of the prostate, so it becomes smaller. Long story short, so now I got a catheter in there, and they're that's why I'm kind of laid up, and I can't go anyplace.
Well, that sounds almost as pleasant as having your gums scraped, but I tell you what, listen, you take care of yourself. I'm going back out of here for a bit. I'll be back after a while, but I got to go check on supper and feed the dog and possibly take her outside now that I don't hear thunder anymore. She crawled out from under the desk. You take care of yourself. Good talking with you. 73s, and try to stay out of trouble. KN4RJN, I am clear.
KN4RJN, 73 to you, too. Take care. We'll talk soon. I'm sure I'll see you on the net in the evening.